modest joint is a high velocity, turbulent roller coaster of audio verbiculus inoculations. Children under 13 are advised not to listen. Pregnant women, go do something good for your damn selves. Get away from the computer. Old people, don't listen, because you end up breaking your damn neck trying to get away from this shit. Peace.
This is Michael Modest, and I have the will to fight. You are listening to Modest Joint. Oh, boy. It's been a wild week. Why don't you come on in here? There you go. There's your seat. I'm just going to relax. I'm going to get this thing done in one take. Let me tell you what I got for you today. First of all, emails, okay? If you got emails, messages, or death threats, you can email me at michael.modest@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on MySpace at myspace.com/Michael Modest. Today, we're going to talk about William Regal and Rey Mysterio, man. I saw a match they had, and I thought it was great, so I'm going to touch on that. WCWC, I had the steel cage this last weekend, so I'm going to tell you about my experience up there this weekend. I had a chance to see a guy named Gallo that I haven't seen in quite a while, and I'm going to talk about that dude. I'm going to give you some Parkatol and my top 10 this week, and I don't even remember what in the hell it was. So this is like take number 42 for me, and my voice is totally suffering for it, but I'm just never happy with it. I don't care how many times I do it, I'm never happy. So every time you listen to Modest Joint, just know you're listening to something I'm completely unhappy with. All right, back to task and back to the subject. Let's see, William Regal versus Rey Mysterio. I thought this was a great match, man, and I saw it just last week on Raw. And Rey Mysterio and William Regal is a phenomenal wrestler as well, but both of those guys really know how to tell a story in a match and really know how to amplify strengths and weaknesses. And it was just an amazing match. Right off the bat, they lock up and William Regal just kind of manhandles Rey and grabs an arm, you know, grabs a wrist lock. And Rey quickly fires off two kicks right in a row, bam, bam, and Regal drops it and goes to a guard position. And I thought this was brilliant. For one, it does emulate the reality of, like, an actual combat. But I liked it as well because it showed Rey's speed right off the bat, and Rey established that from the start of the match. So that's something I think a lot of young guys out there in the indies need to think about. When you watch Rey Mysterio, watch the way he uses his size all the way to his advantage. Don't just watch the fancy moves he does or the flips. Watch the story he tells with his size, man. He's phenomenal. Let's move on to the WCWC. That's the West Coast Wrestling Connection up there in Oregon. I wrestled up in Springfield, again, at the Regional Sports Center. We had a pretty good crowd, and had a chance to see a lot of good talent up there. These Canadian kids came down, and they think enough of Modest Joint that they brought an 8x10 and put some contact info on the back. Their name, their tag name is Domestic Partnership. They look really sharp. They both have good bodies and professional-looking gear, and their names are Bobby Fletcher and Derek Cross, and you can email them if you're interested in these Canucks. They're down here actually in the States for a couple of weeks, I guess. If you're interested, you can hit them up at bobby.land@hotmail.com. That's bobby.land@hotmail.com. And anyways, they were decent workers, man, real solid in the ring, and they're being trained by Lance Storm, so if that gives you any idea of how talented these guys are, again, the name, Domestic Partnership, being trained by Lance Storm, very good workers. I had a chance to see Gallo up there, and the last time I'd seen him was down in UPW in L.A., and a fantastic wrestler. He's about 6'2". He's an Italian guy like me, but he does an Indian gimmick. And he's one of those dudes that's kind of slipped under the radar. And I'm going to be hooking up with him real soon. and you know, talking some business with him. And we've also got a title shot coming up February 28th with the WCWC up there at the Regional Sports Center against Shoot to Kill. What happened was during my steel cage match, they had forgotten, the guy setting up the ring had forgotten to tighten up the ropes. So the ropes were pretty much useless throughout the match, but it really didn't, I don't think, take away from the match too much. The crowd still really enjoyed it, and, you know, I'm not really a high-flying kind of guy, so I really, you know, my moonsaults weren't missing from the match. But, the guys, this Eric Baden and Shoot to Kill, they charged into the ring, grabbed me by my arms, and they went to throw me into the cage, and, you know, they had my hands. I couldn't use my hands to distribute some of the impact, and ended up running my head right into the damn bar, the center support bar of the steel cage. And, boy, I had a hell of a knot on my head. I couldn't find it at first after the match. I couldn't find the bump, but later on, walking down the hallway in the hotel, I found it, man, and it was a nasty one. But I had a good time up there overall, and I can't wait to get those two guys in the ring and pay them back for that knot on my head. Another guy up there that really impressed me was a guy named Mike Santiago. And the thing I liked about this guy, and listen up, indie guys, because this is a key thing, man. Take simple moves and then make them yours, you know. Do something special with it that really gives it your signature. That's what this guy does. He hits a sunset flip, but he's got amazing leap ability. He's a hell of a wrestler. But he hits this sunset flip from like halfway across the ring, must jump 8 feet in the air, and then there's a point where it doesn't look like he's going to quite get there. And I might be exaggerating on the halfway across the ring, but you get my point. It's impressive. But then he does this falter as if he's not going to make it. And then he tucks at the last second and hits it almost like a senton, and it's very impressive. And I started thinking about that. You know, a lot of guys like The Rock have really made a lot of money off of taking an elbow drop and making it special. I did the same thing with the Modesto Smile, with the elbow drop fake and then stepping on the guy's gut and doing the Modesto Smile. That made me money in Japan. And it wasn't anything special. It was something that I could do 7 nights a week if I needed to. So again, I'll be up there again February 28th in Springfield, Oregon, 28th in Springfield, Oregon at the Regional Sports Center for the title match, me and Gallo. Gallo ended up running in and saving me in the steel cage match. Thank you, bruh. It was really good seeing that guy, man. We hit a couple of strip clubs, had a good time. And so anyways, it's going to be me and Gallo versus Shoot to Kill on the 28th up there in Springfield, Oregon. Now, this next little piece of Parkatol is one indie wrestler's tale of terror.
Oh, God, yes, one time. I'm a pro wrestler for 14 years. And I wrestled on Slam Jam 93 and also Gym Wars, and I wrestled 14 other times in the last 14 years. And I have these really nice tennis shoes that I drew with a magic marker on them and put stars, because I like that look. I've got a cape, it's very shimmery. But I have volleyball knee pads. And I wear a t-shirt because I'm a little on the flabby side. Anyways, I had an offer to go work at Adam Sandler's birthday party. But he said it was a bar mitzvah. So I got there and I wore a little yarmulke cap. And I was wearing my cape. And I was scheduled to wrestle Michael Modest. He beat me something awful, and he kept yelling Mazel Tov when he would step on my head. He stepped on it repeatedly and kept yelling, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Then when my head was good and mushy, he started picking me up and kicking me in my shins and clotheslining my sweaty jugular. This was very embarrassing because I didn't get to do any of my good flippy moves. I don't have any hard feelings, though, because Modest did help my broken body onto the gurney in the ambulance, and he said sorry, but that was very sweet of him. But I never want to see him again.
So there you go, one indie wrestler's tale of terror. Next, it's my top 10. Top 10 things I just fucking love. Number 10, fat stewardesses, or the Death Race 2000 stewardess, the one with the cart that likes to just jam it down the hall and nail my knee every time as I'm sitting in the aisle seat. And the fat stewardesses who do, you know, just walk down the hall with their broad hips. They don't pay any mind that they're hitting your elbow or hitting you. They don't say, excuse me. They don't try to avoid you. It's almost like they try to hit you. That pisses me off. Wait a minute. These are things I just fucking love. Wait a minute. I'm getting off. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, number 9. Let's try this again. Number 9 thing I just fucking love. I love talking to my friends on the phone. When it's going to make me some cheddar, you know what I'm saying? If you're not going to make me money, don't call me. Don't talk to me unless you're going to pay me. I just love that. Number 8, I just fucking love people that say, trust me. Let me tell you something. That is the cry of a guilty soul. What do you think, I just crawled out of a cereal box? You tell me to trust me, I know you're about to fuck me. I just love that. Just fucking love it. Number 7, I just fucking love going to the island. If you've been there, you know what I mean. And if you've never been to the island, you'll never understand what I'm talking about right now. Number 6, I just love who's slamming who therapy sessions. I send Tommy a check every week for $200. That's what he charges, $200 an hour, for me to sit here and for all of you to be my therapists. Number 5, I just fucking love my girlfriend. And no, Logan, it is not just because you're 20 either. After all, I met you when you were 19. I love you a lot more now than I did then. So you can see it's clearly not an age thing. Age has nothing to do with it. You're also very hot and very cool. Number 4. I just love animals. I love to kill them. I love to wear them and eat them. Number 3, things I just fucking love, people who heart Dr. Phil. I just love touchy-feely psychiatrist doctors who say, don't stay together for the kids, you have to do what's best for you. Selfish son of a bitches, what is best for my kids is best for me. What makes my kids happy is what makes me happy. Some people forget that shit. Number 2 thing I just fucking love. Strippers. And man, that's just, it ought to be number 10 through 1. Because there's just, I can't say enough good things about strippers. And the wonderful things they do. And it makes me want to cry and get very emotional right now. And, the number 1 thing I just fucking love, fat chicks with magnets. Now check this out. This is a true story. I'm on a plane one time, and I just love these chicks more than anybody in the whole world. Because I'm flying on this plane, and I'm sitting in the middle of these two gals, and both of them weighed 300-plus pounds, you know. And I'm a fairly big guy myself, but they both outweighed me, and I'm feeling like Mrs. Arnold Schwarzenegger here, you know, kind of squished in the middle there. So we're flying along, and they start pulling out some brochures and asking me what I do and if I lift weights and, if I play football or... And I'm trying to be friendly, you know. Not that I'll ever see these women again, but, you know, at the same time, I don't want them to leave the plane immediately thinking I'm an asshole. So she starts telling me about these magnets, and they're going to a convention in Los Angeles. And she says, these magnets, they do everything. And she shows me the brochure, and they help with weight loss. They help heal injuries. They help with muscle soreness and every kind of ache imaginable. Damn magnets, man. Come on. So she's telling me to help with weight loss, man, and I told her, I said, well, why don't you put about 1,000 of them on your damn self? Needless to say, she left the plane thinking I was a complete asshole. But I felt like maybe she was a little to blame, her own damn self. Don't you think? Just a little. Well, that's enough BS for this week, folks. Thanks a lot for listening to Modest Join. Remember, I've got the will to fight, and wrestling is hardcore.